Today's New Testament reading is from Philippians, the fourth chapter. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I also ask you, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned, in whatever situation I am, to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In every and any circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours, according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Timothy Apple from Grace Lutheran Church in Smithville, Texas.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those are the words Paul uses to open his letter to the Philippians. Those are the words that set the tone for the entire letter, including the text from Philippians for today. Those are words that many pastors around the world use to open their sermons every Sunday morning. Those are words that just roll right off the tongue when we are in church. But is the same true when we are outside of church? These days, things like peace and joy seem hard to come by. How can there be peace when Hurricane Harvey has caused so much turmoil? How can there be joy when a loved one grows sicker every day? How can there be peace when division only seems to grow in our country? Peace and joy will never start from within us. We are sinners. By our own reason and strength, we would only deepen the division in our country. By our own reason and strength, we would be left in despair at the death of a loved one. By our own reason and strength, we would only distance ourselves from the one true God after tragedies such as Hurricane Harvey. We are sinners. Peace and joy will never start from within us. The Apostle Paul points us to the only source for peace and joy. not simply for Sunday mornings in a church building, but for every day, in every circumstance. Philippians 4 is full of reminders that the only source for peace and joy is the one true God. In verse 4, Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Joy does not come from inside of you. Joy is found in Jesus, and you are in Jesus. For you have been baptized into his death and resurrection. Jesus is your source of joy." Paul writes further in verse 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. True peace does not come from you. True peace comes from the one true God. His peace surpasses understanding because he gives it even in those moments where our reason and strength fail. God gives his peace to guard your hearts and minds, not in the absence of suffering, but through the presence of Jesus for you in word and sacrament." And not only does Paul write of the peace of God in verse 7, but he also writes of the God of peace in verse 9. He does this so that you might have confidence that the peace that comes only from God will indeed be yours in Jesus Christ. You can have this confidence because Jesus is your Savior. He has made himself your servant. He humbled himself to the point of death on a cross, and God raised him from the dead on the third day, exalting his name above every name, so that in him you have joy and peace. That was true for Paul, even as he wrote this letter to the Philippians from prison. That is true for you, even as you live as a sinner in the midst of natural disasters, sicknesses, and conflict. For you are not only a sinner, you are also a saint in Jesus Christ. That means you have peace and joy in every circumstance, because you have Jesus in every circumstance. And even better, Jesus has you in every circumstance. Because of that, your peace and joy overflow into the fruit of faith, just as Paul wrote to the Philippians. Worry and anxiety flee in the face of your prayers. Your thoughts turn to those things that are honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and praiseworthy. Your offerings and gifts unite you in partnership with other Christians in their time of need. As God supplies your every need in Christ Jesus, the fruit of faith abounds. Peace and joy are yours in every circumstance, dear Christians. This is true not by your reason or strength, but only from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Apple from Grace Lutheran Church in Smithville, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.